Curd in a loud voice told to assist her up onto the bank with his spear haft. The Rat Captain saluted smartly.
No need to move slowly now, Ines. This trail's easy to follow. They probably figured we went upstream and east.
Curda released the spear pole.
Good. Then what you waiting for, Vorto? Go and capture them. Riggan and I will follow.
Riggan protested.
But Ma should be up front tracking.
Curda fixed the slave catcher with a haughty glare.
I give the orders. You track too slow. The trail is clear, Yar. Let them get hot onto it. Go, Vortor. Hurry. We will be behind you making sure the slaves haven't cut off to left or right. Riggan will know if they have.
When the woodlands were still and quiet once more, Shog poked out his head and sighed.
Phew! Good old Arvigala. That little dodge worked well.
Triss climbed up onto the bank, flexing her cold limbs.
Come on up here, mate. We'll travel much faster to the shore on good dry land.
Plug Firetail was immensely proud of his new boat and wanted to show it off. He winked roguishly at the three prisoners sitting bound, paw and limb on the sands.
To see the big ship? That's me old sea scab. But I'm captain of two ships now. What do you think of that little beauty lying more to stern than a big un?
Kruver knew they had to keep the freebooter happy.
She's a beauty. No doubt of that, Captain. Pretty as a picture. I never seen one nicer.
Plug stood and thumped his swelling chest.
Aha! And she's all mine. Though she ain't got a sail for the moment. Some runaway slaves made off with it.
Skerrin played along, shaking his head sadly.
Can't trust any beast these days. So then, sir, what's the name of that handsome craft, what?
I ain't thought of a name yet. What would you call her?
Sagax could not help admiring Skerrim's crafty reply.
Difficult to say, sir, not having seen the vessel close up, being aboard her and so on. If you were to untie us, and I promise we won't run away, perhaps we could go and look the craft over and decide on a well-educated name.
Plug closed one eye, letting the other rove over them.
Untie it? I ain't no fool. That's why I'm a captain. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get me crew to carry the three of you down and put you aboard of me new ship. I'll sit with you and we'll have an educated talk about naming her.
This ends Disc 6.